They're 2 hours. They're 2 hours.
No, she first.
What's up, guys? Good night.
Okay, guys, our Samba star is here. first goal for the club tonight. Questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to the Zoom portion of the press conference if there's any questions. So, Charlie, over to you.
You score a goal in your first game against your former club. What's that whole feeling like to get that win?
It was a great feeling, but most importantly that we got the win. We really needed it as a group. And I think the team's performance today was amazing, tactically perfect, and we deserve the win.
Can you just maybe walk us through the goal a little bit? I mean, it's a great header and a very difficult one, diving. Is that something that you've kind of worked on or something?
I think inside the box it's more instinct. So as soon as I saw Isaiah turned, I tried to make my run, and he put a great ball in. And there it's, you don't have much time to think, it's instinct. Thank you.
James.
How much was tonight's result a culmination of all the work you guys have put in preseason and the previous matches?
Yeah, as I said, we really needed it. It's a big win against one of the top teams in the league. So I think for our confidence, for the group to believe in what we're doing, it's huge. And we've been working a lot. It's not easy. We have a young squad, and we're putting things together as a club, and I think it's a statement win to put us on the right track now.
What can you say of the young Di Rosario as a fellow forward? You know, two goals, two great goals.
Yeah, he's doing great. His work rate as well. I think he puts himself in good positions to score, and I hope he keeps scoring for us. He's helping us a lot.
Any more questions for Oliver in the room, Ben?
And you played a good chunk with Noah Verhoeven, and you linked up well tonight. What do you see for him?
Noah, great left foot, a lot of quality, and I think he helps us a lot in possession. So today we had a good game overall. Everyone had a good performance. We moved the ball well. Defensively, we were great. We didn't give any chances. I don't think they had a shot on target until the end when they hit the post. So it was just teamwork, and I think that's the highlight for tonight.
Sophie.
What was your feeling playing against your best friend?
I mean, when the game starts, we know how it is. There are no friends. We want to get the win. And I know I'm good friends with many of the guys on the other team, but it was all business tonight. We did what we had to do, and hopefully we can grow from this win.
Any other questions for Oliver in the room? Nate, any questions on Zoom? Sorry, Robin just has one here.
Well, this is you're starting a homestand tonight, so how important was it that you win this game? Because you've got two more games at home to draw in the crowd and, you know, move up the table.
Of course, we have to use our home advantage. That's going to be a big thing for us. If we can get as many people out here to support us as well, that's going to be important. And we have another big game against Ottawa. They're a direct rival in the fight for the top four. They're doing well, great form. So hopefully this win also brings more people out for next week.
Nate, anything on the Zoom call? Sorry, we just have another question in the room.
Oliver, is your first shot, your first goal, any special dedication to anybody on your family?
Actually, today this goal I'll dedicate it to João. He's a good friend of mine from Halifax, and as we all know, he's out for the season. It's always sad to see players with that type of injury, so I'll dedicate this goal for him, and obviously my family, my close friends, they're always with me, supporting me, so they know there's something special for them.
Anything on Zoom, Nate? We're good. Ollie, thanks, bud.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Okay, now the monkey's off his back. Questions in the room first. We'll jump to Zoom, so I doubt there's anything there for us. we'll keep it nice and intimate, maybe. Charlie, over to you first, please.
I don't know if there's a more fitting team to get your first win at this club against. Let's start with kind of your overall thoughts on the match and what made the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we came out of the gates a little bit slow at the start, to be honest. We kind of felt them out a little bit, but I thought we were really good in the first half. I thought we could add two, to be honest, and maybe even three. We created a bunch of chances, and what really pleased me about the first half, we didn't let them create much. They didn't have a lot of great chances. They got into some good areas, but we really snuffed it out well, and we're really good in the defensive end.
I just want to ask you about Isaiah, you know, playing in a bit of a more advanced role than he did last year. You know, what have you told him about that, and what have you seen from him in these two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of those players that helps us dominate the midfield. He's athletic, he's strong, he's really good technically, and I just felt it was a spot that we could use him because he's really good in the defense side of the ball, but he's also really good in the attack side of the ball. So it gives him a little bit more freedom. When he plays deeper, he has less freedom to create and play. So I think it's a good area for him to create and have that freedom when you know he's going to do the defensive work as well.
Thanks. Coach, congratulations on the win. Any old flash memories playing against your old team?
it's funny as you love the win, but you're always kind of, you know, it's spent 3 years at the club, and you know, staff are great friends to this day, and so, you know, I feel for them in some ways, but I'm really happy that we got the win. But also the biggest thing for me was the way in which we went about the game today. I thought it was a fantastic performance from our team, start to finish.
James.
What did you see from Oliver today? He took his goal really well. And was that sort of what you wanted from him when you brought him here?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a clever player, really clever player. He's really good technically. He plays quick. He sees a pass, and he's really good on the ball. So, and I think the thing that people may don't realize is, or remember, that he had 7 goals first year. He's a good goal scorer. He's good in the box. And I thought his kind of bringing another senior player into a young team that trains right, plays right, does all the little things on and off the field, I think it was good for our young players to see and you know, to emulate and grow using, you know, what he's showing them.
How much was that performance as a whole a big step forward for this club in terms of the players understanding what it is you want from them?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, this performance in particular was a big step for us. I agree, but I think if you look at the first game, it was a bit up and down. I don't feel we deserve to lose, but you know, we took the loss, and then I think we improved second game. We were a bit more organized, I would say. I think we only really gave them the one chance after we scored, and they scored. And then today, I thought we really limited an excellent team today to minimal amount of chances and kept them from bulging the back of our net, although we tried to gift them one at the end. But no, it was a great performance. I'm proud of the guys, and the effort they put into the game was the reason we got the result.
Brandon.
Thank you.
Just about to see you there.
I'm just curious. Somewhere around the hour mark, I know there's a chance where I think it was Max got getting a shot in on the right wing, then Abzi put the back across goal, and then Max put the back out the other side. When you see something like that happen, is there a little bit of a concern that, oh no, it's going to turn into one of these, you know, oh no, not this again sort of situation?
I think that we had the one goal. You always felt we could score again, which is a positive thing. Once you get one, I think the outlook for the team is always we can get another one. I think it was Osazi missed a great chance. It seemed a great chance. I have to look at it back at right at the death of the half. So when a couple of those don't get your way, but I think because we'd already scored, you kind of felt that we could get that other one. We did create a couple good opportunities as well, and Mosazi again took his goal well from outside the box. He took his time and got into space, and it was a really good finish.
I was going to ask, you say there's that feeling of if you're on a one goal cushion, the team can definitely score again, and we saw they do that from a good 25, 30 yards out. Just how has Mosazi been for the club for the last three games?
Yeah, I mean, we've had him for, I've seen him now for 6 or 7 games. So he came in preseason and he did everything he was doing, but wasn't scoring the goals in preseason. But He came in, worked hard, put his head down, and you see how hard he works on the pitch. He gives everything for the team, and holds the ball well. He fights for every ball, and you know he's getting his just rewards. To be fair, for the work he's putting in with two great finishes and two quality goals to start his career at York United. Sorry. Cut that out.
We'll just edit that.
Thank you,
Ben.
And just again on Osaze, he's in great form, but early in his career, how do you handle his workload moving forward with him in great form?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't want to overdo it. He ran himself ragged there at the end, and you know, and needed to come off for the last 10 minutes. But he's athletic, physical, and you know, we got to keep as many guys as fresh as we can going through the season, especially forward. So with Lowell coming back, he's back in town tonight, I believe. We'll give a lift up front as well, and with Austin signing, and he's been training well for 3 weeks, so he got 10 minutes just to get a feel for it, and we'll slowly get him back into the mix as well. So it's with having options, we won't have to overload any of our strikers, hopefully.
Any more questions in the room for the gaffer?
Coach, are you planning to get any more reinforcement to maybe to rotate the offense?
We have a full squad at the moment. The only one we're waiting on is Lisandro to come in from Argentina. So, but that should be any day now. He's just waiting to get his passport back. His visa is approved. And then with Lowell coming back and Austin signing and Osaze, I think we've got plenty of attacking players to see us through a season.
And what do you tell the boys on the second half to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, I just said, you know, it's a great first half, but it's only a half. We gotta continue it in the second half. We gotta be even better, and we gotta see this game out and really emphasize getting a clean sheet, because I think we deserved one in maybe both games this season. So it was good to get that first clean sheet under our belt.
Any other questions for Mr. Nash in the room, Robin?
Well, this was the first game of the home stand for you, mm-hmm. and so you're actually moving up the tables. How important it is to keep the momentum going and to bring in the fans?
Yeah, it's important. You know, it seemed like another good crowd tonight. I don't know how many people were here, but they were into the game. They were loud, and I think we gave them a good game and a good effort. So we just got to look to do the same, keep building. Now we got our first win. We keep building from here. You know, we got to keep improving. You know, we're not the finished article. We got to put our heads down and work every day. You know, every game in this league is going to be a close game. You know, every team, there's no teams blowing teams out in this league, so you got to be at your best every day to get results.
Any more questions in the room, Nate? I'm presuming that we're okay on Zoom.
Yeah. Matthias, go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
Just a couple of words about the defense, maybe the performance of Thompson and Ensah.
Yeah, I mean, I think not just Thompson and Saw, who had great games. I thought also Dominic Zator was a beast. Picked up a lot of loose balls. I thought Abzi had a lot of energy. He got forward at times and defended extremely well. And they put a tricky, pacey player on at the end to try to get him behind Abzi. And he did really well to cover him and snuff him out. So I thought that our back four was immense tonight. And our back four has that ability to be that good weekly. So, you know, we got to keep working, and we got to protect them too. I thought you go through the team. I thought the holding midfielders really protected the space between them and the back four, so there wasn't pockets to play in. We condensed their space and didn't give them a lot of room in the middle of the park. So I thought that was a big key to the game.
Thank you, Coach. Congrats again.
Thanks.
We're good. Nice gaffer.
We're good. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
Recording stopped.
Appreciate it. We'll see you again. Do it all again next week. Yeah.